In Kalamazoo, Michigan, Pfizer Incorporated today will begin informing workers about future employment. The drug company is announcing organizational and structural changes. For more than a century, Kalamazoo has relied heavily on the pharmaceutical industry. Gordon Evans of member station WMUK reports.
Kalamazoo has been linked with the pharmaceutical industry since the Upjohn Company was founded here more than 100 years ago. Its headquarters remained in southwest Michigan until Upjohn merged with Swedish drug company Pharmacia AB in the mid-1990s. Pharmacia kept about 6,300 employees in the area, including more than 1,200 scientists at a research facility in Kalamazoo. But Pharmacia was itself acquired by Pfizer last year. Economist George Erichek, who works for the Upjohn Employment Institute in Kalamazoo, says now the company's ties to the community are more distant.
What it really means to the community is a loss of a phone number. There isn't a phone number now that we can go to really get the type of community support that we enjoyed. And I think that, in fact, may be the hardest loss that the community will face.
Kalamazoo's city manager last week announced that Pfizer had sent a letter to city officials telling them to expect mass layoffs. Pat DiGiovanni says closing the research and development facility that Pfizer now runs in Kalamazoo would be a devastating blow.
So we already had a $2.5 million shortfall going into fiscal year 04, and this would just obviously exacerbate that even further to the point where it really questions our ability to continue to provide basic services in the community.
While Pfizer officials haven't provided specifics, they say the plan is to keep Kalamazoo's research and development complex open. Whatever Pfizer decides, one economic development official is trying to retain pharmaceutical talent in Kalamazoo. Barry Broom is trying to attract small life sciences companies to the area, and he wants scientists to think about launching their own research firms. Broom says that may be a more attractive option than finding another job or moving across the country to keep a job with Pfizer. Broom says Kalamazoo was in a similar situation when Pharmacia decided to place its headquarters in PPAC, New Jersey, 5 years ago.
I'm willing to bet that if we're nervous, you know, PPAC has been in deep prayer for 6 months. And I've been thinking right now about the people from Kalamazoo that stayed with Pharmacia and went to PPAC in the last 2, 3, 4 years because they chose the stability of a job over the stability of a community.
Broom's agency is running an advertising campaign encouraging workers who will lose their Pfizer jobs to stay in the Kalamazoo area. The pending announcement could affect more than 6,000 employees in and around Kalamazoo. The tension here is palpable, and workers have been told not to talk to the media. But the city's business owners have no such ban. George Hebben owns the Athena Bookshop. He says massive cuts would hurt his store and others in downtown Kalamazoo. Hebben remembers when General Motors closed a nearby stamping plant in the early 1990s. At the time, he was asked by a Detroit news reporter why people in Kalamazoo were so calm.
And I told her, if you want to see panic, come back if anything happens to our major employer at that time was Upjohn. Come back then. Well, she should come back now because that's what's going to happen. So there'll be some panic.
A source of that panic could come this week, as Pfizer is poised to announce a restructuring in an effort to save nearly $3 billion. For NPR News, I'm Gordon Evans in Kalamazoo, Michigan.